need to cut through the noise and get to the meat of the story. I'm here to do that for you with a meat cleaver in my hand. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, February the 18th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, I'm thinking that next year will be my time to buy a new truck. Pretty cool, right? Many cool choices out there. The all-electric Rivian, the GMC Hummer, all-electric as well. Or how about the brand new Ford Bronco coming next month? We'll talk about it. Number two, one of the last survivors of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor has died, leaving just two from that infamous day, December 7th, 1941. And number one, the dismantling of Michael Bloomberg is in full swing. Hillary, as a running mate, cannot stop that from happening. But there are mixed returns today. Because overnight, a brand new poll has been released from NPR, PBS, NewsHour, Marist. And the poll has given Bloomberg, who has spent $400 million thus far on the campaign to be president of the United States, $400 million he's spent. He hasn't been in one contest yet. He hasn't been on a single debate stage, but he will be tomorrow. Because according to the new DNC rules, Michael Bloomberg has qualified. Be careful what you wish for. Democrats, be very careful with what you wish for. Michael Bloomberg is damaged goods, it seems. But let me give you the latest polling, and then we'll move on to that. In the latest polling, Bloomberg picks up 19% of the support. Here's the comment from his campaign. Our campaign is seeing a groundswell of support across the country. And qualifying for the February 19 debate is the latest sign that Mike's plan and ability to defeat Donald Trump is resonating with more and more Americans. The problem is, it's Bernie Sanders who has popped to 31% of the poll. Up 9 points since December, Bernie Sanders is. He's up 9 points. And that's a big surge for Bernie and the Bernie Bros. And, of course, Bernie will be on that stage tomorrow. And what do you think about Bernie's comments on an oligarch buying his way into the race for president? What do you think Bernie's plans are going to be to confront Michael Bloomberg on the stage? Or the plans of Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and Tom Steyer and all the rest that have been here through this process to say, hey, Johnny come lately, here's Michael Bloomberg, a guy with a terrible track record, it seems. When it comes to women and minorities, of course, Mayor Pete will weigh in and Amy Klobuchar will take a shot or two with her quavering voice there. Why are you here, Mr. Mayor? I don't know, Senator. Why am I here? Thank you, Amy. Here's a little bit of a peek at some of the things that have been said about Michael Bloomberg recently. We'll also use his own words because I want you to fully understand the makeup of the man that they believe can save the Democrats from themselves and, more importantly, save the Democrats from a Democrat socialist by the name of Bernie Sanders. Let's go to bite number one, because it doesn't matter if Hillary Clinton's his pick. Of course, they finally deny that. But when Matt Drudge puts his name to something and nobody denies it for a day or two, bank it. They've been talking to Hillary. This is Hillary's revenge. This is all about a vendetta. Bloomberg hates Trump. Hillary Clinton hates Trump. Bill Clinton hates Trump. It's a vendetta to get even. But how about Michael Bloomberg, in his own words, talking about stop and frisk, talking about stopping minorities in poor areas of New York City? The whole stop and frisk policy that went up many fold under Michael Bloomberg, that now says, well, I apologize for that. You did? Let's hear part of that apology. Bite number one. Bite one. Go. All right, so bite one. Alex, you go ahead and roll that bite one.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
Whites too much, minorities too little, really. You see, it's comments like that that you don't just overcome. It's comments like that that continue to come out over and over and over. The Washington Post writing in detail now about Michael Bloomberg and the way he treated female employees, telling some that were pregnant they should just go ahead and kill the baby, telling others they should just get naked to make the sale with clients and do, you know, whatever it takes. Close the sale, you know, get it done. This is why Michael Bloomberg is in deep trouble, and this is why people like Donna Brazile believe that he's damaged goods, can't carry the Democrats to victory in November. Donna Brazile is bite number three here. Hear from her again. Donna Brazile.
I think there are many people in the Democratic Party who are looking at Mr. Bloomberg because he has the resources to take on President Trump. But the question, in my judgment, is his record. I mean, I am uncomfortable with his policies in New York. I understand he's apologized. I get that. I'm for forgiveness. But I am extremely dismayed at the information I read over the weekend about his sexist work environment. You know, it's one thing to have this so-called top law enforcement policy of stop and frisk. It was ruled unconstitutional. And it has taken him years to say, I'm sorry about that. He has the resources, but I am very uncomfortable with his record.
Very uncomfortable, as are a lot of people, with his record. And that record continues to tumble out of the closet. So tomorrow night, the Nevada debate, it'll be late, but I can't help it. I'm going to try to see as much of that as I can. Because whether it's Mayor Pete or Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or Amy Klobuchar or any of them, it's going to be pinata time for Michael. I like Mike. I don't think so. They all despise him. They all despise the idea that he could just come swaggering in, throw money everywhere, and buy his way to the nomination. But that is exactly what he's doing. Bigger problem, though, as Steve Bannon called them, the Dirty 30, bigger problem is for those 30-plus members of Congress now that were more than happy to take millions and millions of dollars from Michael Bloomberg to turn red seats blue in 2018. And now they have to answer. Do you support Michael Bloomberg on stop and frisk? Do you support these kinds of comments demeaning women? Do you support these kinds of comments when he says, if you're old and you're sick, we just got to tell you good luck. We can't afford that. Do you support these kind of comments? You took $3, $4, $5 million for the guy to get elected to Congress. Where do you stand today? These are very important questions for the people who won those seats in 2018, $100 million plus what Bloomberg spent on the congressional races in the midterms. They all took his money. They all took his money. Now they have to answer the questions. Of course, they'll dodge that as well as they can. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.